Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Dáil has eventually elected Micheál Martin as Taoiseach and cabinet appointments are underway. To bring us up to date on exactly what's been happening, we're joined by our reporter, Barry Lenehan, and for some analysis, we're joined by former Fine Gael Minister Richard Bruton and by Derek Mooney, Public Affairs Consultant and former Fianna Fáil Advisor. And you're all very welcome. Barry, to you first. The cabinet appointments have been leaking out in the last half an hour. What do we know?
All the cabinet appointments are done and dusted. We're just awaiting the announcement. The big news here that Fianna Fáil's TD for Wexford, James Brown, the new Minister for Housing, a call-up too to cabinet for Kildare's James Lawless, and the other big story that the Agriculture Minister, Fianna Fáil's Charlie McConnellogue in Donegal, has been dropped by Micheál Martin. So already surprise within the Fianna Fáil ranks at some of Micheál Martin's calls here. He's known for being ruthless when it comes to some of these decisions by those within his own party and indeed other political watchers, and so it has come to pass. The full cabinet, we have it here. I could go through it for you, Sarah.
Yes,
the Taoiseach, of course, Micheál Martin, as expected, Taoiseach, Foreign Affairs and Defence for Simon Harris, Finance back to Pascal Donoghue. Peter Burke will remain in the Department of Enterprise but will also now have added responsibility for Tourism. Health, as expected, to Fine Gael's TD for Dún Laoghaire, Jennifer Carroll McNeil. Might that be a poisoned chalice for her or not? Education and Youth will go to Helen McEntee. It's believed she might have had a pick of her departments as she moves from Justice when offered by Simon Harris. Jack Chambers of Fianna Fáil, he swaps to Public Expenditure, but that will have enhanced powers for National Development Plan delivery and reform. And the big one, as I said, the Wexford's James Brown, of course, his family, Fianna Fáil royalty, going back to 1954. He gets the big call up to cabinet, taking over from Dara O'Brien in the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Martin Hayden, Fine Gael's junior minister for agriculture, he steps up to cabinet for agriculture, food and the marine. He from Kildare South. And Dara Cleary, he had been mentioned as a potential call up, but surprise at the department he's going to for some. The Mayo TD for Ballina is going to the Department of Social Protection, Rural and Community Development. Big surprise here, he was a member of the Fianna Fáil negotiating team. This is James Lawless, the Kildare North TD, but he's going to Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science. He was just appointed a Minister of State last April, but Micheál Martin is said to be a big supporter of his. We had expected Dara O'Brien to go and remain in the Department of Housing with its new Secretary General, Robert Watt. But Dara O'Brien is on the move. He's the new Minister for Transport and Energy. Patrick O'Donovan, who became the first Fine Gael TD elected in Limerick County on the first count in the history of the state, he's awarded for that achievement with the Department of Communications, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media. As has been advertised, he has been critical of RTE in the past. Let's see what happens there around the future relationship with the government and the national broadcaster. Fianna Fáil's Kerry TD, the outgoing Education Minister, Norma Foley, she's on the move. She had been tipped to go to Social Protection, but she is going to Children and Disability, so responsibility for childcare for her, and that now thorny issue, as we saw in the election of Disability. And Jim O'Callaghan, one of the first called in by Micheál Martin earlier. I bumped into him on his way. He looked nervous, but there was no need to be. He's now the Minister for Justice and also Integration. Integration on the move, as expected, to the Justice Department on the issue of immigration. Mary Butler from Waterford, she's the Government Chief Whip and she'll also remain as the Minister for Mental Health, but she'll sit at Cabinet. Hildegard Nocton, she's the Minister Minister of State for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, a super junior at sitting at Cabinet, no promotion at her. And the new Cabinet, as we'll hear, will be rounded off by Sean Canney of the Regional Independents. He's Minister of State of the Department of Transport with responsibility for logistics. And Noel Grealish will be Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture. His brief is so long, I'd be here all day going through it. He showed me a slip of paper with it earlier on. But those are that is our new Cabinet, and as I say, some surprise already on the Fianna Fáil benches.
And just finally, Barry, surprise on the Fianna Fáil benches, is that as much as you've managed to pick up yet? Because I know it's been a very busy afternoon for you in terms of reaction among the parties.
Yes, thus far, Fine Gael, yes. Really along line, expected lines, really, that Martin Hayden would be promoted. It had been expected he would be the first Kildare minister in 21 years following Charlie McCreevy's departure to Europe. But like the 46A or the old 46A bus, two ministers turn up to Kildare at once. He's now joined by James Lawless across from him and Jennifer Carol McNeill. Perhaps Hildegard Nocton might have expected promotion ahead of Patrick O'Donovan, but there's geography at play. And the other thing to note here, because obviously people in Cork think they're the real capital, only we've a Cork Taoiseach, but the rebel county not represented elsewhere at Cabinet after having Simon Coveney and Michael McGrath there previously. Okay. So that one to watch as well. But also Donegal, no Charlie McConnellogue. There's disappointment within some in Fianna Fáil ranks of that after the party won 2 out of 5 seats there in the general election. And of course he was elected having also residing in the epicentre of the defective bloc. Crisis.
Okay, Barry, I'll leave you to go make your calls and have your conversations, and we may talk to you a little later in the programme. Thank you very much. I'll come to Derek Mooney now, public affairs consultant and former Fianna Fáil advisor. Derek, what jumps out at you?
I think the fact that Micheál Martin has made a number of changes now, he had several vacancies, so he was going to put new people in. But the fact that you've got three people coming straight into Cabinet, you've got Jim O'Callaghan, James Lawless and James Brown. Now, James Brown has been a junior minister since for the duration of the last government. James Lawless has been passed over several times, I think much to the chagrin of a lot of his colleagues. So he'll be very happy to be in there. But I think it's a big appointment, having spent a short period of time in Department of Transport. And I think really did made a big impact there. But of course, Jim O'Callaghan into as Minister for Justice and for Integration. I presume kind of what they might now call Home Affairs or Domestic Affairs. Those are three big appointments. And if you look back as they reshuffle, Micheál Martin tends not to move an awful lot of people around. He avoided a big reshuffle. So I think you can expect these people, the whole new team there, you've got Dara Cleary back in. Into government. You see other ministers, with exception of Jack Chambers, everyone else has been moved about.
And can I pick up on one thing that you said there, Derek? James Brown, one of the newbies in the Cabinet. We have record homelessness, we have record housing, and now we have a new minister having to read into his brief when time is of the essence. Is that wise, do you think?
Obviously, the Taoiseach believes it's wise. He believes that he wants to have some new blood there and a new voice there. But I do accept it. I think Micheál Martin has always tended to be steady as she goes. Don't change horses midstream, etc. It's a huge call. I'm not denouncing that. But I think what you also see is that James Brown was given a bigger role at the election. Was seen to be a new performer. I think a lot of people would not be terribly familiar with him. When he was a junior minister in justice, he didn't really get an awful lot of airtime. He didn't seem to get an awful lot of responsibility from the then minister. So I think, it certainly looks like there's a big, big, big vote of confidence in him. I would have argued that for housing, it's probably an area where you would best have a Dublin accent and a Dublin folks TD. But
People can text us 51551 on that. There's a housing crisis right throughout the country. Can I bring in Richard Bruton for just a second here? And can I direct your attention, Richard Bruton, to the appointment of Jim O'Callaghan as Justice Minister? Now, there was much criticism from the Fianna Fáil side of Helen McEntee's record as junior or Justice Minister. And there was a bit of a division between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in the campaign about the Fianna Fáil's policy to decriminalise drugs, some drugs at least. What do you make of that appointment?
I think had been well flagged that Jim O'Callaghan wanted justice, and you know much speculation was around that he would be moved. Clearly, he hasn't been a huge supporter of Micheál Martin in the past, so it's a very significant political change for him. He is a lawyer, of course, and I think would regard himself as an expert in a lot of the fields that are involved in justice. So it will be a big challenge for him, one where he will be expected to deliver. I think there's other, you know, I'm delighted to see Jennifer Carol McNeill and Martin Hayden brought into cabinet. They are, you know, very interesting appointments. Health will be a big challenge. I'm very pleased to see Dara O'Brien in climate transport, because that requires very substantial change and a very strong communicator. And I think Dara O'Brien, he may have his critics, but he is a very articulate and has the capacity to help people to do big things in that area. I think on housing, the big challenge for an incoming housing minister is to drive both the Land Development Agency and the reforms in planning. And I honestly believe it has to be a whole of government rather than just the personnel of one minister, because you need the funding.
It wasn't the case the last time.
On that point though then, Richard, is it wise to have a minister who doesn't have cabinet experience being brought in and given that portfolio? Huge portfolio, the biggest issue in the country.
I think so, and I think it has been recognised. If you look at the programme for government, on the very first page, it says what this government is about investment and reform. And I think the challenge for government will be to make those two areas whole of government issues, not leaving ministers somewhat isolated, as we've seen commentary around, you know, Owen Murphy when he was there. These have to be whole of government commitments in areas. And I think that will be the test of government. It can't be left to James Brown, and he's a man of great quality. But, you know, ministers of great quality, if they're not getting that whole of government impetus, will struggle. And I really think that will be the test of the government.
Well, it will. And I might bring you and Derek on this again, on the housing issue and James Brown being in that situation, because he doesn't have the cabinet experience. I know Micheál Martin was very impressed with him and how he got the gambling legislation through, despite, as he said himself, an awful lot of lobbying. But still, he doesn't have the relationships. He doesn't know how cabinet works. He doesn't know how to squeeze people here or there to make sure everyone gets on side. He doesn't have that experience.
Well, I'm not too sure I would say that he doesn't know how to squeeze people or he doesn't know how cabinet works. I think, when you're around government, even if it is as a junior minister, you do get to understand that I know there was a very specific area of responsibility that he dealt with and had responsibility within the Department of Justice and therefore would have handled cabinet members on that level. But I take the point. But what you also need is you need a new input. Government needs to be refreshed. One of the criticisms, and it was a criticism I made of Micheál Martin at the last reshuffle at the midpoint, is that he didn't refresh his cabinet. He didn't rejuvenate the team. Mm. I think that's a criticism cannot be levelled at him today. I think he has done.
Can it be levelled at Fine Gael? A lot of familiar faces here.
You might think that I couldn't possibly comment. I think, in fairness to Fine Gael have other problems. They have internal problems. There will be a question of leadership at some point there. So I think Simon Harris had a very, very delicate balancing act to do. But in fairness, you do see Martin Hayden coming into cabinet. As Richard mentioned earlier, you do see Jennifer Carol McNeill coming in. So there is a refresh, in fairness, there. And I think it would be churlish to deny that.
Can I bring in Richard Bruton for one second here? And I'm looking across at the new cabinet. I don't know who's in charge of climate action. I don't know. Which is a huge existential problem for us in Ireland and the world, of course. But who's in charge of it in this government?
It is Dara O'Brien. Dara O'Brien has the transport, energy and climate and environment responsibility. He has that combination. So it's not unlike what Eamon Ryan had, except that the communications element has moved on to the Department of Tourism.
Do you see the problem here? He's also the Minister, Dara O'Brien, if this is the case, for transport. And the 2-to-1 policy in favour of public transport has been lifted. So it's got to be roads full steam ahead. I just don't know if it's being prioritised adequately, climate action. What do you think?
Well, I think you have seen in every statement for government that climate is their priority. Micheál Martin emphasised it again. They've underlined the 51% target. I think they recognise that we're off target, we're not on target, but nonetheless, very significant change has occurred. Our emissions declined by 7% last year, but there is a huge job of both persuasion and mobilisation of investment. And I think Dara O'Brien is a good appointment to do that, both in transport, energy and climate. Okay. They are a trio that are very linked. fossil fuel is what we have to end. And that is, you know, at the heart of transport. It's at the heart of switching to renewables. And that's the key to our climate challenge. So I think the combination is not a bad one. It's a good one, in my view.
OK, Derek, I just want to ask you finally, when I look, Helen McEntee to Education, Norma Foley to the Department of Children, Jennifer Cara McNeill to the Department of Health. Is there a whiff off the women's jobs for the women here?
I think there's a couple of issues, and Fianna Fáil do have issues with gender. And like, you'd see that in terms of cabinet, there's only one Fianna Fáil minister at cabinet level. Now, Mary Butler, it sits at cabinet. And I think people will be disappointed not to see Mary Butler appointed as a full cabinet minister. But Fianna Fáil, despite, and in fairness, they did make genuine efforts at the last election to get women elected. They had a large number of women-only tickets, including in Louth, in Dublin South Central, Dublin Central, etc. So they did make an attempt, but it didn't pay off. So you didn't see Alison Common make it in Louth, etc. But you do see people coming in. There have been a couple of women, but not enough to give Fianna Fáil the critical mass within the parliamentary party, within the Oireachtas party, to get enough people there. But it is an issue. There's no question doubt it's an issue. It is one that Fianna Fáil is trying to address. In fairness, and I make many criticisms of Micheál Martin. I can't say that, I can't deny the fact that he has tried to address this.
All right. Thank you both very much for joining us with your thoughts and analysis. That's Derek Mooney and Richard Bruton. We'll have lots more to come on that particular issue a little later in the programme.